Social network sites like Facebook and YouTube will continue to facilitate the spread of both information and misinformation about vaccines. Unfortunately, misinformation may garner more attention on these sites because it's usually more interesting, emotionally charged, and very often it's easier to understand than some of the more credible information of vaccines, often characterized by stuffy medical jargon. A lot of the misinformation circulating about the COVID vaccine is tied to conspiracy theories. Ironically, research suggests that the reason many people subscribe to conspiracy theories, which sow fear and mistrust in different institutions, is because it makes them feel more comfortable. Conspiracy theories are more appealing to people feeling anxious and uncertain about the world around them. Conspiracy theories provide answers for why things are the way they are, even if they're not supported by evidence. And having an answer makes people feel more confident, more in control, and in the know. But the information about vaccines circulating on social media isn't all bad. Soon, people will start seeing social media announcements about their friends and acquaintances getting vaccinated. This will likely help vaccination seem like a normal, safe behavior. Right now, images of public figures like Governor Jim Justice getting the vaccine are already beginning to circulate. My own research suggests that compared to the health experiences of ordinary people we see in the news, the health experiences of famous people are more likely to provide a benchmark that people can use to gauge how their own experience will be. So the more that high-profile people have a pleasant, safe, and effective vaccination experience, the more the public should follow suit.